Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday, May 13th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you. It is very much appreciated. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. Hey, sweet as all, Angel Bear. Welcome, welcome. And Minnesota, welcome. My friend, hope you're doing well. And happy Monday right back at you. As always, Angel Bear. Man, my time on my computer somehow is like, seriously, like 10 minutes late. I did not get a chance to upload a song, so I'm going to have to choose from what I already have on here. Hey, Frankie. All right, so, are some people unfixable? And I know that's, can take, that's a broad term, and it can go down a couple of avenues. But when I say are some people unfixable, I know some people are broken for whatever reason. You know, the experiences they've had in life, trauma, things like that. Some people are broken. What I mean are some people unfixable. I mean, is that, and I'm going to say this, and I know Lou Rock is going to laugh if he pops in and he hears me saying this, but people like serial killers, are they unfixable? You know, people who are just downright mean, are they unfixable? You know, people who constantly complain, are they unfixable? You know, that man who beats his girlfriend or his wife or vice versa, or people who, parents who beat their children, or people who mistreat animals just consistently. Are they unfixable? You know, and why do they do it? You know, do they do it because of some trauma that they had when they were a child? But you have children out there who are killing animals just to kill them. You know, they say Jeffrey Dahmer started killing animals when he was, you know, young. And then it slowly transferred into what he ended up doing by killing humans. And then on top of that, he was eating their body parts and keeping some of their body parts in his refrigerator. John Wayne Gacy, you know, you kill, you know, 33, 34 people and you bury them under the crawl space of your house. Are people like that just unfixable? That they were, and again, I go back to what I said in a previous show. Are some people just born bad? Are some people just born they're just born bad, you know? Are some people missing that cell or that DNA or something? You know, what do you do with these people? Do we lock them up? Do we ship them off to some island where they can, you know, live by themselves, and they're just, they're just feeding off of each other. And Fusion Radio, by the way, I'm sorry, Fusion Radio, welcome. Are some people, I mean, do we do death penalty by hanging? You know, that person who sits on his porch and chases people away because you stepped on his grass. Do we give them death by hanging? You know, when I was young, when my friends and I used to walk up to this one particular candy store that we absolutely loved because it was just candy galore. The whole store was just candy. And we would walk up to the store, and there was this man who would always sit on his front porch. No matter what time of day or night you went past his house, this man was sitting on his front porch. And when people walked down the street, you can just see him just ready to pounce on you if you stepped on his grass. So one day we're walking past his house, and one of my friends, she purposely, you know, ran on his grass just so he can, you know, can get a rise out of him. And this man was really, 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 really angry. And it's something that I always remember that my friend said. She said, grass is a nature that will always grow. Well, I don't think that's necessarily true, because there's some grass that's just not growing back, you know. But do they get death penalty by hanging, you know? And then over the years, come to find out that this man was just, he was just a sour, mean man. You know, if you saw him in the store, if you saw him wherever, he was always grumpy. He was always grouchy. He never seemed to have anything nice to say. So is that a childhood thing? Was he unfixable that he could not learn how to be nice? I don't know. You know? Okay, and Fusion Radio says definitely sounds like trauma through childhood, but is that trauma? You have people who have had trauma in childhood, and they're not mean. They may be broken, but they're not mean people. You know, some people take, you know, bad things that happen to them and turn them into positives. You know, but that kid that when he's two, he's stepping on bugs and you know, doing things to the family dog and doing things to the cat that's, you know, you're torturing them, you know, and you know, you tell your kid, no, don't do that. You know, we treat Fido nice. You know, we don't treat Spot like that. But they do this to where the animals are afraid of them. Animals in your home are afraid of your child. And as your child gets older, he gets meaner and meaner. Then one day, Fluffy disappears. Or Fido, you know, all of a sudden got sick. Hey, shorty. You know, and you find out that your child has been doing this. And so they graduate from torturing the family pets to torturing kids that they go to school with. And then it gets worse and worse. You tell the parents. Sometimes the parents listen. Sometimes they don't. But are people like that unfixable? And that's what I mean by, are people like that just unfixable? Do you ship them off somewhere? Do you put them on that island all by themselves? You know, if your child is known to be the kid on the block that's killing the family pets, because all of a sudden people's pets start disappearing, everybody points to your kid. Do you, the parent, you know, try to find out? Or are you in denial because you know that your family pets have also disappeared? What do you do? Is that the kid that you don't want around your other children because you're afraid of what they may do to the other siblings in the house? What they may do to you? You know, what do you do? You know, and that's why I say, are some people unfixable? And is being broken the same as being unfixable? Are they one and the same? Can you have what is considered a normal, quote unquote, childhood? And is anybody's childhood normal? What is normal? Is it the fairy tale? Is it the Leave It to Beaver? Brady Bunch? You know, is it good times? What is normal? So can you have a normal, and some people have normal childhoods, but they grow up to be these horrible people. And you have people who have had horrible childhoods that grow up to be some of the nicest people ever. So why is it that some people are just unfixable? I mean, when Jeffrey Dahmer was out there killing small animals when he was a mere toddler, did he have serial killer written all over him? Or was he just going through a phase? You know, people who go out and, you know, rape, are they unfixable? Are pedophiles unfixable? And now they have this thing now where, and I know I'm getting off subject because now I said the word pedophile. They now have this new thing that they call pedophiles. What was it? Guys, I knew it. Hold on for a minute because I have to look it up now. So give me a moment because I was talking about this to someone the other day. It's an acronym. Oh, MAP. Pedophiles are now being called MAPs. A minor attracted person. That is what pedophiles now want to be known as. MAPs, a minor attracted person. You're a pedophile. So whether you're a MAP or go by the term pedophile, whatever, are you unfixable? You put someone in prison for 25 years because they raped children, because they were found with child pornography in their home. The teacher at school has child porn on their computer, and you know, and they were given 25 years. They get out after 25 years. They serve their entire term. Are they fixed? Yeah, they're registered as a sex offender. People in your neighborhood may or may not know. Yeah, you have to see your parole officer. You have to check in, but that's only for so long. Are people like that fixable? Do you call people, do you call a pedophile someone that is broken? I don't call people like that broken. I call the person that they abuse broken, but I don't consider them broken. But can you fix them? You know, if you took a man and you just said, you know what? We're going to let you out of prison, but we're going to cut something off. And you castrate them. Would you trust them around children? They can still abuse them on a sexual level. They may not be able to physically penetrate them that way, but they can. Are those people fixable? Can you fix people like that? I don't think so. I don't think serial killers, you can fix them. Because I think like pedophiles, serial killers, they get off on killing people. They get off on the whole torture thing. Does that ever leave someone? Even if they stop doing it for like 20 years, whether they're in prison or out of prison, are they still thinking about it? I think that they are. But that's just me. You know, and then those people who are just downright mean. Hey, Power Girl, I didn't even see you pop in. Hello. Can you fix people who are just mean? Because there are some people who are just, you know, like I said at the very beginning, they're just mean. Hey, Blunt. Welcome, welcome. You know, are some people just mean because of the way they grew up? Or when that kid was 5 months and they consistently cried and were just constantly in a foul mood, you know, you knew that you were going to have a child that was going to be mean. And I've seen some mean little kids, just nasty little kids. Not bad, or you know, they're getting into things because that's what children and toddlers do. I'm talking about just mean. And they grow up to be mean people. Are those people fixable? I don't think they are. And if you are someone who's really nice, just one of the nicest people ever, and you marry someone, you marry someone who's just really mean. Can they change because they're always around someone that's just very nice? Or will the nice person start to adapt the mean person's attitude? Will the meanness rub off on the nice, or will the nice, which is more likely, the mean rubbing off on the nice, or the nice rubbing off on the mean? You know, I think that it's going to be the mean rubbing off on the nice. You know, because mean people, they kind of, you know, they tend to want to just constantly stay in your face. Whereas a nice person, you know, they'll, you know, I think they'll kind of back off. Okay, all right. Have a nice day. Minnesota says mean rubbing off on nice. Whereas people who are mean, they're just constantly boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's like they just wear you down. They just wear you down. Are people like that fixable? When someone goes to prison because they murdered someone, and they stay in prison for a long time, do they really see the light and they're a changed person when they come out? Or are they just playing the game in order to get out? Have they really changed? Is it possible? And I guess that comes to when we were talking last week about the whole do-over thing. Do mean people get do-overs where they can be fixed? People who are just consistently rude. And I'm sure we all know people who are just downright rude. Some people relish on being rude. Some people enjoy, you know, just being rude to people, or consistently just talking about people and just putting people down. Some people thrive on that. There are people who are in the public eye who thrive on doing just nasty, mean things to people, saying mean things to people. Are those people fixable? on their deathbed, will they one day, you know, will they all of a sudden, you know, get their come to Jesus moment and repent? The people who come up for parole after they've raped someone, after they murdered someone, and they've done their time, and people say, well, they've done their time, you should leave them alone. But are they fixed? Or will they get out of prison and go back to their old ways? Your child who is torturing the family pet, and you talk to them and talk to them and talk to them, and they say they're not going to do it anymore. Do you believe them? Do you want to believe them? Do you need to believe them? Because if you don't, you know, what does that say about me as a parent? I don't even, you know, I don't trust my own child not to torture the family pet. One of your children, you know, always seems to have a black eye or some type of mark on them. They blame it on some bully at school, but it's really your kid that's the bully that's doing that. And there are some families that they're like that, where siblings are abusing each other on that level. I'm not talking about, you know, the pushing and shoving that goes on, or, yeah, you know, you might get into a physical fight. But I'm talking about where one is seriously abusing the other in a physical way. Is that kid going to change? Can you fix that child? And if you can't, what do you do? Do you send them away? Do they go to prison? Or a juvenile detention center? Do they go to one of these boot camps that are supposed to straighten you out, which we have heard they actually, they're torturing the kids also. What do you do when you have a child like that? What do you do if you wake up one day and all of a sudden you find out that the person that you're sleeping next to is a serial killer? Do you try to fix them with, oh, if I just love them, if I just love them and give them attention, they'll stop? Meanwhile, while you're at work or you're sleeping at night, they're sneaking out and they're still doing the same thing. So what do you do with people you cannot fix? Do you hide them away? Do you put them in prison? Do you ship them off someplace, like I said, where they can all just live with each other? It becomes the survival of the fittest. Who's ever the strongest survives. Do you keep them at home, locked in a room? What do you do with those people? Hey, crazy, welcome. What do you do with the people who you just, no matter what, no matter how much you try, no matter what your good intentions are, you just cannot fix them? You know, so I ask, if you guys can put it in the chat, I ask you guys who are parents, what would you do if your child was just mean? What would you do if you found out that your child, you know, was torturing the family dog? Or they were killing animals? Are you surprised, or is this something that you saw? that you saw that this person could very, you know, this person that you, you know, that is part of you is doing this stuff. Hey, crazy lady. What if you find out one day, you know, and again, I ask you guys to put this in the chat. Oh, crazy lady, that is so good. I am so happy for you. Y'all, Jake had been missing for a week. So I am glad that you found him. I hope he's okay. He is home and unscathed. That is good. Now he just needs a bath. And I know what a dead cow smells like. I live around dairy, so I know what a dead cow smells like. So, and I'm sure he is happy to be home. So, I mean, seriously, guys, what do you do if you wake up one morning and you find out that, you know, the person that you've been sleeping next to all these years, or even if it was just a month, it was just a night, whatever, you find out they're a serial killer or they're doing something just that is just awful. Awful, awful, awful. What do you do? And another question that I have that I would be interested in knowing. Okay, crazy lady, that is too much information. Oh, you know, so would you guys hook up with someone, marry them, have a relationship or whatever with someone who, okay, crazy lady says, I will look back and wonder how I could have missed the clues. But what if they're just, you know, some people are really good at hiding who they are. Like they say, you know, you had this whirlwind romance and then you got married. And then the day after, you know, you're married, the real selves come out. So would you, if you were dating someone and they told you, and they kind of thought it was funny that they used to torture animals, that they used to torture their family dog or the family cat or whatever. They used to. Past tense. And they're telling you these stories, but they're laughing. They're not being, you know, they're not saying, yeah, I used to do that. I mean, they're like, yeah, I used to do this. And, you know, they're kind of laughing at different stories that they told. You're just sitting there listening. And crazy says, nope, I'm out. Blunt says, oh, hell no. Don't care, I'm out. You know, okay, so doesn't matter. They have it in them to torture animals, humans next. Crazy lady says Jamie didn't even raise his voice. Then we got Mary complete 360. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Some people they show themselves after the fact. So are those people unfixable? You know, can you, you know, do you, you know, do you worry that when this person comes over your house for dinner, you're putting your dog in another room, you're locking the cat up, you're taking the bird down from his perch or whatever, putting them in a cage and putting them in your bedroom under lock and key? Because then you wonder, do I want that person around my children? If I have them, or if I were going to have them, do I want to have children with this person who used to torture and kill animals? And they are telling the story and they're laughing. and him doing drugs or drunk, he did that abuse sober. Okay. He wasn't on. Okay. Crazy says, nope, that's BS and hell no. And Crazy Lady says that person would be at my house. So guys, how do you figure that? Because this is one thing that I don't get. Why do some, and it's mostly women, I don't hear too many men doing this. Why is it that a lot of women tend to be attracted to people like that who have committed just heinous crimes? And they go visit them in prison. They're writing them. They visit them in prison. The next thing you know, they're married. Is something wrong with those women? Are those women broken? And Crazy Lady and Crazy, before you and Blunt, before you came into the room, I was saying that I think there's a difference between being unfixable and being broken. And Blunt says, I think some women look for bad boys. And Crazy says they need help. But is it that they are looking for bad boys? And do they need help? Or, I mean, Crazy says, I like bad boys, but that's evil boys. They think they can fix them. But so what, you're fixing them and all of a sudden you fall in love with this person? Through the mail, you all have been writing letters. And you're sometimes these women are in relationships and falling for these people who they will never get out of prison. They are going to die in prison, but this is the relationship that you want, as opposed to having a relationship with someone that is free. So are people who are unfixable, do they have a lot of baggage? Because I truly believe, you know, yes, I do believe that things happen in people's childhoods and things like that, but I truly believe that some people are just born bad. Okay, it can be, but I don't believe being broken discriminates, Crazy says. But okay, but Crazy, again, I say, is broken and unfixable, are they the same thing? Because I don't think they are. I think, you know, people can, you know, become broken because of trauma or something that has happened to them. I think if you were in a plane crash and like the one plane that crashed back in the early 90s, everybody on board died except one little six-year-old girl. I think you can be broken over a trauma like that. You know, I think that, you know, I think you can be broken like that. I think that's possible, where you can help that person, where you can fix them. Hey, Shorty, welcome back. Let's see. Crazy says, I think that both are fixable, but doesn't mean you'll be the same after. You know, so again, okay, let me ask this. And I know we talked about this on another show a couple months back. Do you guys agree with me that some people are just born bad? That they are the bad seed. I mean, you know, do you believe that for whatever reason, they're just born bad. Minnesota says, yes. Crazy says, I've been broken. I survived, but it changed me. I consider broken to be physical and or mental. Okay, but is broken, and again, I said this at the beginning of the show, I think broken and unfixable are two different things. And crazy, I know that when I say are some people unfixable, I know there's that, those variables, and it can go a lot of different ways. But there are just some people out there that no matter, okay, unfixable would be opinions. Whose opinions? I gotta think about that one. Like, who's determining that, okay? I mean, again, I go back to serial killers. I go to pedophiles. Are pedophiles unfixable? And it's not necessarily who's determining that, but like I said before, if a pedophile went to prison for 25 years, they did their complete 25, they get out of prison, are they still going to have the urge to be with young children? Can you fix them just because they've been in prison? Yeah, you can, you know, have them go to this program and have them do this with this counselor, whatever. But after they leave and they go back to their cell, are they fantasizing about little boys and little girls? Are they staying, you know, are they being on, you know, good behavior, hoping that they can get out early? And let's say that they do. You can't live across the street from a school, which I always thought was kind of silly. You can't live across the street from a school, but it's okay for you to live across, to live next door to Mr. and Mrs. Jones and their two young kids. And Crazy says, that won't fix that, in my opinion. Even if they didn't act, they do think of it, and you never know. Right. So, again, that's where I say, are some people unfixable? And that's where I think broken and unfixable are two different things. I think that unfixable, are pedophiles. You know, unfixable are rapists. If you're a serial rapist, I think you're unfixable. I don't think that you're going to go to prison for how many years, then you're going to get out and all of a sudden, I think those people are going to go back on, excuse my lack of decorum here, on the hunt. Okay, Crazy says, yeah, I understand that point. You know, so is that serial killer, again, unfixable? That kid who grows up torturing and killing young animals, are they going to grow up and graduate from torturing animals to torturing people? You know, you hear about, I told you guys a story back in the 20s where two 14-year-old boys, just for whatever reason, just decided to take this 5-year-old boy and just kill him and beat him, took him to the railroad tracks and just tortured this little boy and just beat him to death just because. One of them died in prison. The other one was paroled in the 1960s. But are people like that fixable? If you're 14 years old and you're doing this to another human being, even if you're doing it to an animal, to me, that's not broken. That's someone that's just downright cruel and mean, and you cannot fix them. No matter how hard you try, no matter what, if we send them to this program program, you know, maybe. And Crazy says, once an addict, always an addict, and I truly consider that the same point. Okay. You know, that person who decided one day to pick up a gun and go into the post office and shoot everybody, or go to the movie theater, or that kid who goes to school and, you know, for whatever reason, they're shooting up, you know, the school and classrooms and students are dying. Is that from trauma? Is that from being broken? Or was that person always thinking about doing that? The person who went to that movie theater and shot all those people, the person who, you know, was on the 33rd floor at the Vegas mass shooting. That was planned. These things are planned. So are those people just mean? Are they broken? Or was it always there? And for whatever reason, it manifested at that particular point. But I do truly believe that some people are just born mean. I think some people are just born bad. I believe it's possible to hang out with the wrong crowd and you do things that you shouldn't, but you're fixable. But I think some people, doesn't matter how nice you are to them, doesn't matter the opportunities that they've had, doesn't matter, you know, they went out with the nicest guy, the nicest girl, whatever. They're just bad. And they always will be. And those people, to me, are not fixable. But that's just me. Anyway, y'all, that's all I have. That's all I have. And I did not upload a song, but I am going to play a song that I'm actually starting to really like. Thanks to Ace, but she's not in the space. But I think it kind of goes with today's show, and that is Jelly Roll and Save Me. And as always, I thank you guys for coming and for participating in the chat. And Crazy Lady, I am so happy that you found Jake, because I would go crazy if one of my pups were missing. So I am happy that you found him. So I'm glad he's home. So here we go, you guys. Jelly Roll and Save Me.
One, 2, 3.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. Missing the moon, there were no shooting stars to use wishing on you, and all of my sorrows I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found. Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
To divine. I talk about some of everything. Pedophiles, death penalty, LGBTQ. I try to stay away from politics. I don't always manage to do it, but I mean, here, everybody. Hey, Spanky, welcome. You know, everybody has. You know, I do have people come up on the. If they want to come up on the panel to talk, I just ask that everybody keep it respectful, which most of the time people do. You can express whatever opinion you have. We push back on each other, but no one usually we manage to get through shows where no one gets upset or anything like that. And usually, you know, when the show's over, the show's over. But we talk about a lot of things. I like to bring up things that a lot of people whisper about, that a lot of people don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about out loud. I say, no problem, Shorty. I say the quiet part out loud, because there are things that we need to talk about out loud that people don't want to talk about out loud. So that's basically what my show is. But Ms. Blunt, do you want me to out you now? Or do you want me, since Shorty's here, or do you want me to out you on Thursday? Shorty. I'm just going to say this. Now, Shorty, are you coming in, or are you coming up?
Hello, coming up? Everybody.
Okay, I was ending the show. See, I'm telling the divine, she's coming in at the outro. But I completely forgot that Blunt was here, so I have to out Blunt. Shorty.
Okay. Yes, Shorty. Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Shorty, you know I love you.
Yes, ma'am. I know.
But I have to say that Blunt is now in your club. The no cupcake club. In my case, it was no brownies. Girlfriend showed up last Sunday and did not have not one brownie with her. Not one. Wow. Not one. Not one. And the thing about it was, I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't think about it until Wednesday after I got back home.
Dog. So
she is in the club with you, and now I am in TQ's club of woe is wow. us. We cannot even get a cupcake, a brownie, and I was so looking forward to that cream frosting. I was looking forward to it, but
you can taste it all in there.
You know, but they Blunt showed up. She didn't show out. But she, like you said, brownie-less. She showed up brownie-less.
She forgot. You can't blame her. She probably forgot because she was excited to meet you. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Now you are co-signing for her. Now you are co-signing for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because look, it happens. You know what I mean? Look. If y'all, somebody ready to meet you solid, I gotta go. I ain't gonna be late. Cause if I be late, she gonna get on me. You know what I mean?
And see now Crazy says, cause Shorty owns. That's why she's you co-signing for. That's why you co-signing for.
I'm just saying it happens.
All I have to say is I went 3,000 miles just so I can meet Blunt.
But she was excited, though.
Just
that's the
like
thing.
Me,
Blunt was excited.
I mean, that's the
would
only...
you rather her be on time and forget the brownies or be late and have your brownies?
Okay. Let's talk about late. Blunt, can we talk about late?
I don't know. forgot. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Can we talk about late? Not only
you
was
not
she on,
a horrible...
no, not only was she on time... Not only was she not on time, she was late.
Oh, she was excited. Listen, Blunt was excited. She was trying to make sure she got everything ready. It's okay. It happens.
All I can say is, it's a good thing that Dread was with me.
What that supposed to mean? Because Dread was with you, sir.
Okay, so Crazy says, well, at least she shows up. Shorty usually tells us she's coming back. We get throwing a little shade. Oh. See, I'm trying to end my show. Now we throwing shade, but I admit I was throwing shade first. It wasn't our fault, though. Okay, so to give Blunt a little bit of, I'm going to give her a little bit of grace. I'll give her 4 minutes grace, which means that she was still 4 minutes late. Crazy says, shots fired. Yes, there was traffic. Yes, there was traffic. Oh, I gotta get out of the doghouse. Those brownies. Yeah, Shorty. So Shorty.
Yes, ma'am.
I think what's appropriate is that I send Blunt to Florida.
That ain't gonna be nothing to me.
Blunt is going to come to Florida, and y'all could sit there eating your brownies and your cupcakes just talking about me and TTQ, but that's okay.
Who will do such a thing? Not I.
Are you clasping your pearls at this moment?
I'm clicking my pearls really hard.
Oh, Blunt. You know what, Blunt? You don't have to send them to me because, see, I'm going back in October. So you think you can, like, get the brownies and the, you know, by October. You think that y'all see this here. Y'all see this. She said yes. She said yes.
What?
So y'all are my witnesses. So anyway, Shorty, since you came up, you want to have the last word?
No, it's okay, because my kids over here acting like they don't got no sense.
Okay. Well, then, y'all, on that note, thank you for coming. But I still love you. I don't know if you're in my front row anymore, but you in the second row. You in the second row. But at least you're not on the end. You know, you could be in the second row and on the end. You still have the middles. You still, you know, you're still in the middle of the row. So anyway, y'all, and just so you know, Blunt is lovely. She is. On that note, y'all, Shorty, thanks for popping up. And I will see you guys tomorrow. And Crazy, I will keep all of my ammo in my pocket, and I won't fire anything. So, you know, I won't throw shade. So, anyway. Oh, thank you, Blunt. So on that note, y'all, enjoy the rest of your day or evening, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.